Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Be absolutely brilliant, and the Hayes Davenport team will be hoping Vega Magic can just go that one better this weekend, because it'll be wonderful to win it. And co-trainer Tom Davenport joins me. Afternoon, Tom.
Afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
you get a bit pumped with a race like this coming up, $13 million. You've got to be getting a bit excited by now, I'd reckon.
I was explaining it feels a little bit like the week before Christmas, sort of like. So it's definitely a great concept, and we're just happy we can be a part of it.
Now, Vega Magic worked this morning, and how did he work on today?
We couldn't be happier. We worked on the Kensington grass. He worked over 5 furlongs and improved his last 2 furlongs, and he ran his last 200 metres in 10.8 seconds, and the ground was probably a soft 6. So he couldn't be happier, to be honest, yeah.
Tom, is he a normal, like some horses aren't good track workers? Is he a good track worker? Is that the guide you get on him from what he did today?
He works like a, you know, weight for age group one horse, and but he's one that works a lot on his own. He's a little bit keen in company, but he's you know, last year we won the Menzies and we ran a really good competitive second in the Everest, and this year we ran. We're only beating the neck in the Menzies, but I actually think he's a little bit better going into this year than he was last year.
With the forecast, no doubt you've been looking at that. Does more rain concern you or make you contented?
Look, he's winning the Regal Roller. Was on a soft track, and he's won on a soft track in Perth. His work this morning was on soft ground, which was excellent. So, and his recent trial was probably a little bit worse than soft at Albury, and you know, he's so any sort of ground is not a real problem for him, to be honest. He's never raced on a heavy, but yeah.
Tom, you drew wide last year, went back from there, and didn't have a lot of luck. What are you hoping to draw alley wise this year?
I actually think you always would love a middle alley, you know, like a somewhere between 3 and 6. But for him, I think actually slightly wider draw than a 1 or 2 is probably better for him. He's a big horse that appreciates a little bit of room. So we'll hopefully, fingers crossed for tomorrow evening, that we get the right gate.
You have played around a bit with his gear. You've had blinkers and winkers on and off. You popped the blinkers on him in the Bletchingley and then took him off next start and thought, hang on, we better pop him back on again. They seem to fire him up.
Yeah, they'll go on for the Everest. And I mean, they came off for the Menzies at the 1400, were worried that he might overdo it, and he was actually, you know, he was beautiful and tractable in the Menzies. So he's had the trial at Albury in the blinkers, and I think actually, although he was a little bit keen in the Bletchingley, I was more looking at what he was doing at the end of the race, and he was drawing away from them. So, you know, I think the blinkers over that distance in the Everest will only enhance his chances.
I noticed in his gear, he's still got earmuffs pre-race only. Does he still use those?
Yeah, that'll stay the same. It just keeps it nice and calm going down to the start.
Yeah. Does he get a bit fired up, Tom, or not? Or is it just purely one of those?
Of course, you know, he's certainly not a kid's pony, but he's if you see him sort of on his toes in the mounting yard, that's normally a good sign for him. Some horses you don't like to see it, but when he's a bit full of himself, is when it's been some of his best performances.
Tom, the bit of a wild card in this would be US Navy Flag. I mean, it's hard to get a line, isn't it?
The other night I was laying in bed watching all these replays, and certainly. I mean, it's not an easy thing. I've been lucky enough to experience taking courses abroad, and it's not an easy thing to do. But Aidan O'Brien, certainly got to respect it, and I had a good watch of his form, and certainly if he turns up and brings his overseas form, he could definitely be the horse to beat.
We used to chuckle a bit and boast how good our sprinters were against the Northern Hemisphere once, but then Charlie Appleby just strolled in with Jungle Cat the other day and said, we'll have the Sir Rupert Clark, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, you know, with the Everest concept, it'll only gain popularity, and I'm sure for, you know, years to come, it's only a new concept, and I'm sure we'll see more internationals hoping to get a slot in the race in the future. But you know, it's great for the. It's very hard now for our stayers to even get a run in the Melbourne Cup Australian horses. So hopefully with a big sprint race like the Everest, it's a great concept that the Aussie horses could compete for such good prize money.
Now, Tom, I've got to ask you with a chuckle. Are you into omens or superstitious at all?
It's a bit of a family trait. We're all a little bit superstitious.
Oh, yeah?
So, I must admit, I can't speak for all horse trainers, but it's a business that's a big emphasis on luck. So, a little bit superstitious.
Well, there may be an omen. You know, all the talk and the fuss about the colours and so forth up in the Sydney Opera House. Whose colours have they used up there in all the photos?
Yeah, well, hopefully that's an omen. And, I think we've certainly got the horse as good as he can be heading into this weekend.
Well, yeah, it's Vega Magic. He's up there, so maybe he's first up, first home. Let's hope so for Saturday anyway. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. Good luck, and good luck with the draw too.
No, nice chatting to you. Thank you.